Miss McCammon?
Miss McCammon, I have the Mrs. Bunting for the President of Boston.
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Bunting, he had asked for her. President of Rochester.
Oh, yes, yes, thank
you.
Okay.
Buzz on the list of all these speechwriters. Yes?
Mrs. Bunting, President of Rochester.
Miss Bunting?
Yes? Did I hear
correctly? Yes, is this Mary Bunting?
Yes, right.
This Lyndon Johnson, Miss Bunting. I had a little problem. I want to see if you couldn't help me with it.
Well, if I can, I certainly will do my best.
We've got uranium and plutonium and disarmament in the world. We're making material reductions about 25%, and we're hoping that the Russians will do likewise. We're trying to make some progress, and then some fool gets out of the corridor and shoots a plane down. And just if we get one step forward and we slip back two. But I need a woman named Mary Bunting to go on the Atomic Energy Commission to serve with Glenn Seaborg. And I need it for about three reasons. Most people think that the women are the greatest hope we have for peace, because they don't want to see these boys go off and get killed. Second, most women dodge public service, although there are 5 million more of them than there are men. When I call them and ask them to go on Export-Import Bank, they find a dozen reasons why they can't do it.
I'm working on that one with the next generation, I'll tell you that.
And they just don't want to do it. And the third reason, they always got so many problems that they just can't work out. And so I wind up always with some old retired engineer.
Yeah, I know the problem.
Now, I want somebody with a national reputation, educator, a great woman, and I think that you could give the women of this country not only a thrill, but you could show them by example. And I would be naming women judges and women bankers and women everything else as soon as I got you confirmed, because I think they would feel like it was it would be a status symbol for them, but I can't. Well, you've got several members of a commission, and Glenn Seaborg is the chairman of it, and they handle all of the atomic energy problems for peace and for health and for war.
Is it what, three or four times a year?
Oh, no, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job. Has to be confirmed with the Senate. I don't know what it pays, but $20,000-$25,000. He has the equivalent of the cabinet rank, and it's just tops here, because it has one of the biggest appropriations. Most of our money goes for it. And Adams for peace and Adams for war, and he has you at the top of his list.
Now, obviously, you can't tell when it would begin, but when are you thinking about?
Just yesterday.
If it were. Well, I'd have to talk to several people about this.
Well, they'll all talk you out of it. We haven't had anybody down here in a comparable place since Miss Perkins in the cabinet. And I'm just tired. These women are always talking about me wanting to appoint women, and I want to appoint some of them. I called Giannini's daughter, Ms. Hoffman, out in California. And I called a lady to be an ambassador, and they found out they just couldn't do it. But I've got to, this is the most important thing outside of Miss Perkins' name, the cabinet, which was 30 years ago.
Talk to Seaborg about
this. Yes, ma'am.
One thing that I want to be very sure is that he really felt that I had what
he said. Listed below are thumbnail sketches of five women with complete biographies who would be good possibilities for the AEC commissioner vacancy. They have all been thoroughly discussed with Chairman Seaboard. And the first one is Mary I. Bunting, 53, President of Radcliffe, national reputation as a scientist, biologist, educator, presently on the National Advisory Council of Peace Corps, President's Commission on the Status of Women. Mac George Bundy recommends.
What is the term?
I believe it's 6 years, but it may be four.
Right.
But you can go on and serve. You could go on and serve a year, 2 years, and then then you could find another woman to take your place.
Right.
What I want to do is get a top flight woman into a top flight job, and I want you to go to the Geneva conference. I want you to go to meet with the heads of these things around the country and try to see what we can do in the peace field, and what we can do in the health field, and a lot of these other things. Now, we've got a test ban treaty, and Seaborg's sitting in here with us every day with the commissioners, and you'd be in on things of that kind. And I just...
Well, the real thing I want to be sure of is my own feeling about my qualifications. It's a tremendous honor, it's a tremendous opportunity, as much as would interest the gracious. Would you give me a couple of days?
Yes, I don't want to give you much longer, though, because they're moving me, and they've got some wonderful things about you.
You have, I can find out from someone where to get in touch with Seaborg at this time.
You just tell the White House operator, I'll just tell her to get you Seaborg right now.
But
he's got everything in the world on you, honey. He's got four pages of stuff on you here.
I want a little more about what's expected of a person on the commission.
Well, I'll tell you what's expected is just to think and work and do what's right. And he wouldn't want you. He's a wonderful man. He's almost too wonderful. I just wished he'd say damn it once in a while.
Maybe I can do that for him.
Well, you can do that for him. I'll have the White House operator put him in touch with you, and you think it over tomorrow and then give me a ring. Collect at the White House.
I'll do that.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see it. I get her. Don't let me lose you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Will you get Dr. Bunting in charge, in touch with Dr. Seaborg, Glenn Seaborg. Transfer. She's on the call. And then if you can't locate him, you stay on it till you do reach him, and then tell him to call Dr. Bunting.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You will.